Welcome to a very special episode today of our podcast Up on Foil. Please take out your paperback calendars, your agendas, your cell phones, get a pen and some paper, because we go through the Big Wave Swiss tour and see when shit is going down, basically. Thank you very much, Grigo, for coming back. You organized these events and I'm so happy that you're back. If you don't know who Grigo is, check out the episode number one of our podcast somewhere up here so you can see. How are you, Grigo? How is it going?
I'm fine. We still have to organize some winter events in the mountains. It's still winter, but we are ready with the Big Wave Swiss Tour for this summer. And there will be a lot going on in the pump foil sport and as well in the wing foiling.
That is super cool. Geil, officially, happy birthday, man. 22nd. Birthday, so cool. All the best to you.
Hey, happy birthday.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
All right. I'm going to go on swiss-foiling.ch, the website, and then you go on tour. I'm going to put it on screen for the people listening. And we're going to go through the events. And I see a little problem with the first events because there are two events on the same date. We have the surf opening in Vienna 2025 and Lakeside opening 2025. The one in Vienna, 30th April to 4th of May, and the weekend just for Lake Thun. Let's start with the surf opening in Vienna. What's that going to be about, Grigo?
Okay, that's very special because it's a good old friend of mine. He organized all these World Cups at Bodersdorf and he came up with a new idea to do like an in-city event in Vienna. He called me last October, and then I said, yes, why not to bring the Swiss tour? Actually, Vienna is not in Switzerland, but to bring some parts of the Swiss tour also to Vienna. And it's a city event. It's on the Donau, so you can pump there. You can wing if it's windy. So that's the reason why we said, okay, we're going to do that. And contact with other countries is interesting for sure. And for sure, we're going to have some Austrian pumpers also in Vienna. And hopefully some Swiss pumpers will also join Vienna. And as you said, on the same weekend, we have the Lakeside in Thun. It's a well-known event. So we will be present in Switzerland in Thun with the Big Wave truck. Pumping is on the calendar there, on the schedule. So for those guys who prefer to stay in Switzerland, they go for sure to Thun. And all the other ones who would like to eat some nice Austrian food and have fun in Vienna, they can join in Vienna, the event over there.
So in Vienna, we're going to have wing foiling, as you said, stand-up paddling. Is that going to be regular stand-up paddling or on foil as well?
Both. So it's more or less like a test, not an event, but there are a lot of brands there. They are testing. And we're going to do kind of the contest part a little bit. So if it's windy, we do wing foiling. There's plenty of space out there. I was there checking out the venue. And when I was there, it was pretty windy. And I saw a lot of wing foilers on this Donau part. And then if it's not windy, for sure, like always, we're going to do a lot of pumping. And the program, exactly what we do with the Big Wave Swiss Tour, is focused on pump foiling and wing foiling. But there's a lot of other things going on, like parties, SUP contests and stuff like that. But
I see surf skate as well, wave riding, wake surfing as well.
Yeah, that was the idea, or is the idea, of the Waterman contest. So they have a wave there and SUP. It's not like on the Donau. It's more in a wild water channel. So some of the riders, they want to do all these different disciplines. So it's wave, it's a river SUP, then pump foiling, wing foiling, and actually wakeboarding.
I see a windsurf foil in the icon on the website.
Yeah, windsurf foil. I mean, If you like to test some boards over there, you will have the possibility. But our focus is for sure on wing foiling.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Then on the same day, you said Lakeside opening in Thun. There's a sub race as well, like a long and a shorter one. A pump foil race. I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward very much. See a lot of people there. You're going to be in Vienna though, Gregor, right?
Probably yes, but if it's rainy in Vienna, I'll join the sunny Thun and then I'll come to Thun as well.
Very nice, very nice. It's yes. So cool that you can just switch it up. So we have 2 weeks later. It's going to be 17th to 18th of May. It's going to be the Surf Classic in Murten, which is kind of a big deal, right?
Yes, I mean, the Surf Classic in Murten is well known. The school there is organizing that event since many, many years. A lot is going on. We have beach volleyball, SUP, and we joined 2 years ago with our tour. So if it's windy again, then we're going to do some wing foil freestyle or racing. And last year, unfortunately, it was not very windy, so we did a lot of pump foiling. Like speed, the team event, and for sure this new discipline as well with freestyling. And it's always, you meet a lot of people there, and the windsurf tour is also there in Murten. So there's a lot going on, and it's a very important event.
Are you going to build a special dock for a dock starting, or is it going to be in the harbor? Because it's not very easy to start. I know a little to the north, there's a little kind of pier where you might be able to start.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that's fixed already because the dock is there. We can use this one as well. And we all know how difficult it is to build new docks for events. And it's not so easy, but they try to do something closer to the venue in Murten, Biesnoir. And if that's going to happen or if it's possible, then for sure we're going to have docks there just in front of the village. Otherwise, we walk this 100 meters up to the existing dock and we can start again from there.
All right, very nice. It says registration on Saturday, the 17th of May, 10 a.m. at the beach. So be sure to be there. Yes, I'm going to be there as well. Really looking forward.
Sure.
This is really cool. And then again, just 1 week later is the next event.
Yeah.
It's going to be Flüelen.
Flüelen. It's one of my favorite places because if you have the thermal wind there, it's the perfect spot actually to do pump foiling in the morning. And then around midday, the wind kicks in. And last year, it was unbelievable. We did a lot of pump foiling in the morning and we had some good wind in the afternoon. So we were really able to do all the disciplines from pump foiling, wing foil racing and wing foil expression session with freestyle as well. Both days, it's a tiny little location because the space there is limited. We have the camping just next to the venue. But I love this place because it's especially in that part of the year, almost every day windy with the thermal winds. So it's perfect for us to do both and not only pump foiling or wing foiling. It's a little bit like Silvaplano, no wind in the morning and the afternoon, super nice conditions. So I'm looking forward to Flüelen.
If by any chance there would be Föhn, the southerly very strong wind, would you think about maybe doing a little downwind race as well?
Yes, for sure. We are always open for new disciplines. And I mean, downwind racing, that was on the schedule last year in Silvaplana. We all know with this Paravinge. Also a new sport, and we're going to include that in June then at the World Cup. But we are always open. I mean, if the conditions are different or if we have Föhn at the Urnersee, why not to organize a downwind race or a Paravinge exhibition or a hardcore extreme wing freestyle session. These are the opportunities if it's a really strong wind with Föhn in Flüelen, yes.
That is so cool. I was just in Vingels last year, and we're going to come to Vingels later on. That was the only event I was last year, and it was so cool because everyone was there helping each other out, very smooth, and people help each other. It's so cool. The community is great, and I'm really looking forward to go to one or the other event, like a week later, end of May and 1st of June, Silvaplana. Unfortunately, not going to be able to be there, but Silvaplana is like the place to be, right?
Yes, I mean, Silvaplana or Silvaplaya, how they call it. It's like the summer opening for them. Hopefully the lakes are not frozen anymore at that time. It was cold last year, but I mean, in June, you have already this thermal system turning on, and it's beautiful up there. The lake will be for sure pretty cold, but we have our wetsuits and the location is just perfect. And there's a lot of going on in the whole town of Silvaplana. So it's not only our event. They organize from the freestyle park, trampoline, then with the kids you can paint and cook pizza and so on. So the whole village is actually organizing this Silvaplaya. And we are part of that. And Saturday, Sunday, hopefully on the lake again with pump foiling and wing foiling.
Very, very nice. And Silvaplana, that's, as far as I know, there was the first dock built especially for dock starting, which is quite special.
Yes, yes. I mean, during the event, I organized like the World Cups or Worlds and stuff like that. It was always difficult to find places to start. I mean, 2-3 years ago, it was not that easy to jump from all the rocks and just from everywhere into the water and pump foil. So actually, together with Silvaplana, we said it would be a perfect location in this little harbor to build one dock, and they just did it. It's a perfect location for trainings, also for events. And we try to do actually another one, but that's still in the pipeline. So hopefully sooner or later, we're going to have maybe two docks to start in Silvaplana.
That would be so nice. That would be so nice. Yeah. So registration on the 31st of May at 11 a.m. So be there for that. Cool. Let's go further. Then we have a little break, huh? Like 2 weeks. And there's a World Cup IWSI.
Yes.
That's also in Silvaplana, right?
That's also in Silvaplana. So 2 weeks later, we're going to host the World Tour. Last year, we organized the European Championship. And that's wing foiling. At the moment, we have still two federations on this globe, on the planet. We have GWA. They focus a little bit more on freestyle, free fly, slalom, and wave. So they're doing a pretty good job there. And the IWSA is actually the federation which is focusing more on the racing part. So it's like wing foil racing. And the development there is very interesting. They are working very hard. They're going to have a first world championship this year. Then next year, maybe already an outlook, we're going to host the junior world championship in Silvaplana, and the year after a world championship. And this IWSA in wing foiling or in race wing foiling, they are really focusing and try everything to go direction like Olympic Games, and first possibility will be 2032 in Brisbane, Australia. So in 2028 in Los Angeles, it's still like the board sports or IQ foil windsurfing, also racing, and the kite, Formula Kite. And then hopefully 2032 in Brisbane, we're going to see a new, for us not new, but for them new Olympic sport. And we organize actually this race party in Sivaplana during that week, but on the weekend, and that's very important. You organize also the best of three and some freestyle sessions. So it's during the week, it's pure racing. And on the weekend, we're going to have more fun with best of three. That's the format. We combined three sports. So it's wing foiling, freestyle windsurf foiling, and kite foil freestyle. And these three disciplines in actually one contest. We start in groups, and the best out of these different sports will actually win on the weekend this best of three. So the weekend is really focused on freestyle. And as I explained as well, hopefully we're going to find enough para wing athletes joining the event, and then we do something special with para winging, freestyle exhibition session or a downwinder. We keep that open, but be there on the weekend of the World Cup Engadine Wing.
All right, and it's going to start on the 11th, the racing, huh? That's
yeah, we start early important. In the week, like Monday with the racing, and then we focus on the 14th and 15th of June. Best of three, freestyle session, para wing exhibition session. So it's part of the NC Engadine Wing that we include not only racing, it's also freestyle, and that's part of the sport. So it's probably the biggest, no, it is the biggest wing foil event in Switzerland. So we want to show both aspects, so racing and freestyle, which is super cool for the event, the spectators, and also the athletes.
I'm very curious, but we're not going to dive into that. If these two federations like are against each other, maybe like it used to be with snowboarding, or if they're just fine, one does one thing, one does the other thing. Can you maybe just say one or two things about that?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's not really new. I mean, we had exactly the same situation in snowboarding 20 years ago.
Right, yeah.
I organized that. I explained that in the last podcast. I was organizing the world tour for ISF, and then the FIS came in. And it's actually not really, let's say, a fight against each other. I think it's one federation is doing a good part in the racing. There are different aspects. And I mean, freestyle will be always here. And we have athletes, they're going to do freestyle. But if you want to go to the Olympics, then you have to start race foiling. You have the better chance in foiling to go to the Olympics if you do race foiling, if you have fun. And I mean, the World Tour is just great. They have different spots, different countries. And freestyling is always part, and it's in our hearts everywhere.
Super. I'm not going to be able to make it though.
Yeah.
How about you, Gael? Do you know already if you can join us somewhere?
I don't think that's one, but maybe the following one in Neuchâtel Saint Blaise 2025.
That's the next one.
I should be there in.
Yeah, 20th to 22nd of June.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there as well.
Cool. And perfect. I see on the website that
you prefer the warmer lakes, I see, huh? You don't want to come to Sivaplana. It's too cold up there for you guys.
Forget about me going to Sivaplana in April or May.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And we see that this Saint Blaise 2025 is like pump foil, racing freestyle, and one-hour challenges. What is that?
Yeah, I mean, the one-hour challenge is like half an hour or an hour, just around two marks. And you can combine that with all the different sports. So you organize that in the last couple of years. It's not that big anymore, but it's real fun. And because the event in Saint Blaise is also a combined event, so we're going to have pump foiling, windsurfing. We have all the different sports there. It's a super nice location. We all know it. they have a party tent in the evening and so on. So that's actually an idea. As soon as we or the windsurfer finished their competitions and we did like pump foiling and wing foiling, if it's windy, then we're going to do that 1 hour challenge. And then we can combine actually all these different athletes, windsurfers, kiters, wing foilers, all together in one race for 30 minutes or 1 hour. And then just the rounds actually are counting. And the guy who did the most rounds or the fastest one will actually win this 1 hour classic.
Very nice. Right. So if, because Saint-Blaise is an amazing spot. If you have westerly winds, you really get swell and you can ride the waves. If there would be westerly winds, would you think about maybe doing some wave foiling as well?
Wave foiling, why not? Wave winging, it's like more than freestyle with waves. And yeah. We all know if we have strong southwest conditions, the waves in Saint-Blaise are super nice to ride. So a combination of that would be for sure a possibility. But first, we need these super nice conditions. We are always flexible. Yeah. And if we have these super nice conditions and the well-known Saint-Blaise swell coming from Neuchâtel, then why not to do these downwind races? And yeah, maybe we're going to also see if we have these conditions, some para wing action again.
That would be super cool. If someone wants to take part in one of these events, do they have to sign up before or they can just show up and yes. Be there? How does that work?
That's very important. So you can just actually show up on the event. And like in the last years, it's like a membership for the whole year. So they pay 50 Swiss and then you can actually join all the different events. You don't have to pay an inscription fee for each event. So just come to the venue. We do the inscription most of the time Saturday around 10 o'clock, and then you inscribe for pump foiling or wing foiling or both or just for one discipline, and then we go from there and check the conditions. And the most important part on our events that always something is happening on the water. If there's no wind, we do pump foiling. We have these three disciplines with like speed, team events, and then freestyle, the new discipline. If it's windy, we're going to do wing foiling in two or three, actually, the disciplines. And just come and join, and you don't have to inscribe. And if it's sunny and windy and nice, you just have to come and join one or two or maybe three of these events.
But you bring everything. You bring your whole garage with you because you never know what might happen.
You see the big wave truck just in the back of me. That was actually the idea because I organized so many events around the world since many, many years. And now with the truck, I drive to Murten or Saint-Blaise. I do have all the marks. I do have all the obstacles. We have a sound system in there. We're going to pimp it up a little bit, that truck, for the parties as well. So it's all in one. We go there. We take out the micro. We do the skipper's meeting inscription in there. And then I think that's a good way to organize, let's say, the Swiss tour. For me, it's like a grassroots work. So everybody is welcome and just have fun together. And it doesn't matter what you are doing. It is also possible just to join and test because sometimes we have brands there. They bring their test material. We have sometimes the best athletes on site. So just get tips and tricks and try. And our goal is actually to bring more kids to all these beautiful sports like pump foiling, wing foiling, and then for sure also windsurfing, kiting. And I think that is the most important part. And we try to do a lot of stops. There are 7 or 8 this year, together with different camps, especially for youth.
Yes, and that's kids. A perfect segue, Gregor, what you did. Yeah. Like helping the youth, because a couple of weeks later, on the 11th to the 15th of August, you actually have a foil camp in Flüelen, yeah. Lake Uri. That's just for kids, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's focused for kids, but if somebody else would like to join and improve his skills, they're always welcome. I mean, the focus is we have another organization called Filmonia Youth, and we started that 3 or 4 years ago, actually, and it's so important to bring youth and kids back to the water. And with these camps, I mean, we started in the first year, that was 3 years ago, just with Sardinia, Porto Polo. We had a camp there. And this year, actually, we're going to have 3 camps. One is very early in Gremia, but this one is more focused on foil windsurfing. And then in August, it's in Flüelen again. It's, as I said already, a super nice location. So all the kids and are very welcome to join the camp. We have coaches there. It's also important in
Michi
Switzerland.
Michi and Laura. Roham is going to be there.
Roham
is going to be there.
Laura and Laura. Maybe yeah. Balz will join. I'll be nice. There maybe just at the beginning, because right after that camp, I'm going to have an IQ Foil World Cup in Sivaplan again. But it's always fun, and the kids, they're learning so fast and a lot. And that's our goal with organizing these events. In Switzerland, we have now Jeunesse Sport, Jugend and Sport. And we are linked to them. So it's growing. We are talking to the Sailing Federation. We try to get an approval from the World Sailing Association to get kind of an approval that we have these official things. And there's really a lot going on, but base and the most important is really we need kids on the water. That's it.
All right, that's very cool. And it's so cool that you do that,
you guys.
Really. Yeah, I mean, we're still kids. I'm still a kid in my mind, at least.
Yes.
And if you
right
see me, Gregor, if you see me wobbling around, I'm actually on a balance board. I'm not dizzy or something.
Okay. So
the next date is the 6th to 7th September in Wingel. Is that going to be like the Swiss Championship again?
Yes, because it was always like the last stop on our tour. For sure, the racing Swiss Championship will be during the World Cup in Silvaplana, but pump foiling, yeah, we're going to do that in Winkels, because we started 3 years ago. It's well organized. They have a perfect location with the harbor, spectators. So the pump foil Swiss Championship will be again in Winkels. Yes.
All right. That is so cool. Not 100% sure if I can go there.
Oh,
I just see that Samantha is the first picture on the event, so we've got to go there.
No, that's Balz.
No, Wingels. It's you.
Yes, in Wingels, that's Balz with the white helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Balz. No,
in the Wingels event.
Yes, if you go actually on the event. Yeah. Yes, that's me. Oh, how embarrassing. And then you have another camp in Porto Polo. 13th to 18th
I have
of
in
October.
Between after Wingels, I just had a call with Geneva. We all know that they have the Geneva Wind Festival.
Yes, when is that going
to
be?
They had to postpone it because there is a sailing GP going on the, let's say, old dates. They have new dates, and it's like after Sylt, the World Cup. So it's in October, like 8th to the 12th. And we will support them, actually, because it's at the same time like the camp in Porto Polo. We're going to support them with some toys, let's say. And they will organize also some pump foil party. It's always well known for freestyle tow-in. some of the best athletes will join, and then they have space in between the heats and contests to do pump foiling. So this event will be also part of the tour, just pump foiling. And at the same time, we have our highlight of the year, the camp in Porto Bollo in Sardinia.
Can you tell us about that? Who went there last time? What did you do all day? I mean, it's a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, I love Porto Bollo, and I'm always down there for not only the camp, the week before already. So the organization is pretty simple. You have to organize your own accommodation, camping, Airbnb, whatever. Every morning we meet at the beach, and we have really so many young kids, also beginners. They join the camp. Sometimes they're already there, and then, can I join the camp? They're always welcome. And we have the coaches again then, so there. So Roham is there, Laura is there, Alex is there, and we just have a big, big playground in Porto Bollo to do all these different sports with the kids and young kids. We had kids 6-7 years old. They just tried a little bit, and we teach them to wing foil. And on the other hand side, we have our, let's say, youngsters, 17, 18 wing foilers, and they're super good in freestyling. So sometimes you have two groups. One group is more like beginners, and the others are more out on the water with Roham, trying new tricks and stuff like that. Then we have video. If there is no wind, we organized the Porto Bollo Foilmania Youth Olympics with just fun games the whole day. You have the beach there. It's still warm in October. So it's a really good opportunity to just enjoy all these different water sports.
That is so cool. Thank you very much, Chirigu, for that insight. I think, well, I went through my calendar. I marked a few spots. Gal, you said maybe San Blas for you?
I don't know, not sure yet. It's because it's in German, in German, yeah. It's German. It's June, not July, right?
Saint Blaise is June, yes, exactly.
June, yeah.
And if anyone listening thinks about coming and needs some a place to stay, hit me up, write me DM, Instagram, YouTube, wherever, and we can see how you can find a place to stay. I'm surely going to be at a couple of those events. I'm not going to be in Cidade Plana, unfortunately. Going to be there later on. Kyle, you have a little something as well. You have a pump foil camp planned. Maybe you can share as well when that's going to be, if there's a spot available still.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, sure. Thank you for mentioning it. There is still one spot available, which I'm not sure yet if I'm going to... I mean, I'm not pushing it. But if someone will want to join last minute, it's actually next week, from Friday until the following Monday. Thursday until the following Monday, so from the 27th of March until the 1st of April, here in Cyprus. It's gonna be 5 days in a private villa to just improve or learn pump foiling from scratch using the dock start and the foil drive. So if you're interested, if you're into that, you can simply hit me up on Instagram or wherever, really, and we can see if I can fit you in.
That is super cool. Well, thank you guys very much. Thank you, Gael. Happy birthday again. Thank you, Chirigu. Chirigu, is there anything you just want to share right away, just before we wrap it up?
I mean, end of the day, it's so cool what you are doing with this podcast, what Gael is doing in other countries. And our community is just growing at the moment, pump foiling, wing foiling. And you don't have to come to all these events. That's impossible, but join some of them. It's such a cool group. Nice guys there, young kids. And we have to grow the sports, and that's the most important. Thank you, guys, for helping us. And we are helping you guys. And we just have to grow the sport a little bit. Thank you.
That is so cool. Thank you very much to all the listeners and to viewers. Thank you very much for coming on. Gael, sorry, you wanted to say something as well before I finish
So just once
it up.
Again, yeah, if you want to sign up to one of these races, simply go on Swiss
-foiling.ca/tour,
and you will find all the infos, and you can subscribe there. And yeah,
perfect. I'm gonna link it down below as well. If you want to just click on the link, the community is so important. So on next Monday, the next podcast is gonna come out with Itai. He's a guy from Board Tales. Maybe you've seen him before, Kriku, or some little films, videos of him doing high quality foiling videos. And that's gonna be our next guest on our regularly scheduled program. So see you guys in the next one. Have a nice one. Cheers.
Thank you, guy. Hang loose.
Thank you.
Bye.